John saw while walking along, a lame man begging alms by the gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver or gold, but for you a great treasure awaits. Now such as I have give I thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a crippled was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store.
And we welcome you to a brand new week on this Monday. It is the 12th day of April. We're not too far off from halfway point of April. And we've already clicked off, goodness gracious, three full months. A whole quarter has come by in 2021, and we're in the coming to the home mark of the halfway mark of April. And it's been an unusual April, and we had a lot of rain, but boy, in the upstate, they had some horrific thunderstorms and weather. And it's not been quite a year, but Seneca had another tornado hit. It was an EF1, and there was surveillance camera on a business, and the lady just happened to be looking out because of the noise she was hearing from her store window and watched it happen. And I've seen it on the news this morning. The car was sitting in the road. It looked like waiting maybe to go if the light changed, and it just picked that car up and set it right back down, upside down. And it's weird to watch because you think about how many tons a car weighs, and then to see what that wind did was absolutely incredible. So yeah, weather in spring can get kind of dicey. We'll talk about the weather. There is a cold front on the way that is going to be our way about Wednesday. But in the meantime, let's look at some traffic situations. And this has been persistent all day long, and I'm just not sure what the deal is. But it's over on the Smoky Park Highway, and if you're trying to get on to I-40, okay, now they're telling me it's maintenance, and it started at 1:26 p.m. Well, it was like that during Swap Shop, so it was before that. They say it's going to run through tomorrow at 12 p.m., so must be doing something uniquely different than what they've been doing, because it's been closed to doing different things. Anyhow, basically they have the right lane closed down, and that doesn't even make sense to me. But anyhow, if you're trying to come off the Smoky Park Highway there onto I-40 headed towards Asheville, it is a mess again, and just tremendous traffic back. It was stoppages. Then if you're on 23 to the east of Canton, there is a car wreck at US 19 north, US 23, just going to be a few miles out of town of Canton. So that is going on as well. Let's jump up to I-26 in the Montford area, in the new 26 coming to 240. That is slow going all the way across the Jeff Bruin Bridge, and then going back across the Jeff Bruin Bridge is slow. And then when we come to Malfunction Junction, coming off of 40 and there, getting on to the 26 headed towards Hendersonville, short delay there, but there will be a slowdown for sure. And going the other direction now, from you get past Long Shoals Road and you go to, and you're getting ready to go into the Blue Ridge Parkway, it's going to slow way down. It's not going to stop, but it's going to slow way down all the way up to Brevard Road. So we've got that issue today. And then we've got in the Inca Village, Highway 112, and that is got issues on both directions. And it is, by the way, I believe if I'm right, that Sand Hill Road, or it turns into Sand Hill Road. It's Sardis Road, then turns into Sand Hill Road. But that's pretty backed up as well. Let's take a look here and see what happens when we jump down towards the airport. Looks good. We'll jump down to Hendersonville. Looks good. Now, Highway 64 from Dana to the Cloverleaf headed towards the Walmart, that's stop and go traffic there. But as far as I-26 goes, looks like you can go all the way to Columbus without any issues and get into South Carolina on 25 without any issues either. Let's jump over here to Brevard and a few spotty places, especially downtown area where we see 276 and 64 is probably the biggest place there that's causing some issues. Let's see if we have anything out Black Mountain Way, and looks like we're good there, and we're good in the gorge as well. So that's good news. Let's jump down into the upstate and see if everything's no, it didn't get better. All right, let's start way up here in Spartanburg County. I-85 between exit 60, South Carolina 101 in Greer, and exit 63, South Carolina 290. The average speed is 25 miles an hour for 3 miles. And this is I-85 northbound. Okay, northbound, headed up towards 290 there in Spartanburg. I'm going to grab a camera view, and there's quite a bit of traffic. Now, let's drop down here to Highway 4, right at the airport. And, wow, okay, one lane's completely stopped. The other two lanes are moving slowly, but one lane is completely stopped. And what it looks like is there is between exit 56 and 51 Woodruff Road. So that again, is a southbound. That's kind of where we're used to. Of course, 54 is Pelham. This is going beyond Pelham down to Woodruff Road. The average speed there, 16 mile an hour for 5 miles. And getting a camera view there. Wow, it's a parking lot. Southbound, all lanes at Pelham is a parking lot. Okay, so if you can find another way around that, that would be a good idea. That is incredible. See what else we got. Wow, issues everywhere. We're looking at another, this is a car wreck here. And this is at 85 South, exit 48A, US 276. Two left lanes closed. And this is going to be southbound. So about the time you get out of the Pelham mess, you get into another mess. And I'm looking at that camera. Some of these cameras are just coming back online from the Gateway Project. And it's wall-to-wall traffic. But it does look like they got the wreck off to the side of the road. Maybe they'll start letting things go here pretty quickly. And this is, of course, inside the Beltway, or the Gateway Project. Let's see here. Let's go up into Spartanburg. And, I think Spartanburg's the place to be. Don't see any issues up into the actual city of Spartanburg. I-26 is looking pretty good all the way down through there. So the upstate got a lot of issues today. And so any way to avoid some of those areas, that would be a good thing to do. All right, before we take a look at weather and everything, let's just jump over here and thank some folks for helping us out today in sponsoring this day of broadcast. We'll start with the AM signal, AM 720 today, being sponsored by Joyce Downs in memory of her husband, Charles Downs. Today would have been their 52nd wedding anniversary. And it's also in honor of her children, Angie and Amy, and her grandchildren, Rachel, Rebecca, Luke, and Seth. And, of course, back in the day when I was working at the station, so did Miss Amy. And so I've been knowing her for a long time. We say thank you to Miss Joyce today. Thank you so much for sponsoring the AM here at WGCR. And we also honor the memory of your husband, Charles Downs, and know that you are missing him very much. Thank you for sponsoring today. Well, really don't want to read this one, but I will. FM 94.9 and the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, WGCR.net, the preaching, the music, and the video channels is being sponsored by my wife and me. And it's in thankfulness for WGCR, the technology that allows the gospel to be sent around the world. And I do appreciate that. I think that one thing that COVID-19 did was open up avenues of people searching for services online. And our church down here that may, would reach a certain amount of people, I have looked and I've seen sometimes as many as 500 and something views of preaching videos. And we don't know who's listening. We don't know who's doing it. What we do know is if the gospel's going out, the Holy Spirit convicts, lives can be changed and touched and helped. And so I'm glad that in this day and age, we're not limited to getting the gospel literally around the world. Acts 1:8 is a very unique verse when it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both at the same time in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria." And it goes on and says, "And to the uttermost part of the earth." How do you do the local and get it around the world? Well, you do so by faith promise missions, and you send missionaries. But there have been places you couldn't get missionaries where they ended up hearing something through radio. And one of the things that's really interesting to me is, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was HCJB. I think that's what it was. HCJB, if that's the one that's at the equator, that's the one I'm thinking of. But when they put that in way back in the early or part of the 1900s, when we didn't know a whole lot, they put it on top of a mountain very close to the equator. And everybody laughed at him and said it would never work. It turns out, as we all know, the higher up you go with an antenna, the more you're able to broadcast. And the closer to the equator, you actually are able to send the signal out even further. So it ended up being the perfect place to put it. But see, God doesn't need anybody to tell him where something needs to be. He knows exactly how to make that thing work. So let me jump one more time back over to the day book, and let's deal with some birthdays today. And our very own Robert Jones has a birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. Pray it is a great one. And Mr. Colin Lanning, Miss Shanna's boy, 15 today. Watch out. Driving's around the corner. Just thought I'd throw that out there just for fun. we thought we had that all out of the way. You know, we had two boys that we raised from birth, and we got all that out of the way. And then the Lord told us to adopt. And so we adopted a 13-year-old, and we were actually up here when he didn't get his license at 16 or 17. And I let him drive around Green River with me. But when it came to getting out on the interstate in the road, I said, I am too old for this. So I paid for an instructor, someone who has the nerves of steel to take care of it. That's so you can handle this. All right. And he's a good driver. So grateful for that. We had here today high about 80, 81 maybe, and a low of 37. That's pretty good swing today. And so that was kind of an unusual, it's kind of an unusual April to me, I think. This is more like May weather, but you know, hey, listen, I'm not complaining. I'm used to, in Florida, in Ocala at least, January, February, March, and April, and usually the first part of May, sometimes it'll go all the way to almost the end of May, is very, very dry. And so you get this low humidity, but the sun's back up longer, and immediately when the sun comes out, it heats. And since there's no humidity in the air, it heats quickly. And so our hottest temperatures normally will occur in May. And then there's something just before Memorial Day, about the week before, it's what we call the sea breezes kick in. And the sea breeze will come off the Atlantic and the sea breeze will come off the Gulf. And you get no more cold fronts, and that creates humidity, which keeps the temperature instead of in the upper 90s, 98, 99s. I've seen 108 in our first home. My wife and I, when we first got married, we lived north of Ocala and right near the Putnam County line. So we were pretty far north. Marion County is a huge county as far as landmass goes. And I've seen as high as 100 and something. And I've also seen as low as 12. 8 and 12 degrees in the wintertime. So kind of a big swing there. But so 80 here, that doesn't bother me because I'm so used to 90s, it just doesn't bother me. And so hopefully and prayerfully things will moderate. By the way, let's take a look at the weather while we're at it. Tonight, mostly clear. The low is going to drop to about 46 with northwest winds, 6 to 13 wind gusts, about 22 miles an hour. That'll make it feel a little colder. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 74, calm wind. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with a low around 49. Then Wednesday is when things change. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 73. After that, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts if there's a thunderstorm. And then Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 1 a.m., low around 43. And then we turn sunny Thursday with a high only at 62. So a cold front's going to pass. Then we go down to 38 on Thursday. So there we go. Sunny, 64 on Friday, 42 Friday night before we hit rain chances on Saturday. So that's kind of interesting as a cold front pushes through. And we still get them this time of year. That's nothing new whatsoever. So let's see here. I've got some things here that want to share with you. You've heard Pastor Barton talk about Brother Franz and there in Cochabamba. And the latest that I have received as of today, the fever is gone. And praise the Lord for that. And the infection seems to be responding now to the antibiotics. And let's pray that continues. Here's the part that we need to pray, not only that we get rid of the COVID and all, but he's in a medically induced coma, and they really need to take him out of that soon. You only do that so long, you become dependent on machines and things. So the prayer is that he'll keep responding, and they can wean him off of this machine and bring him out of the coma there, and that they'll be able to get him breathing on his own again, and he will get that oxygen level way up there. That would be a real blessing. So if you would pray for that, I know that they would certainly appreciate it very much. And so remember that in prayer, if you would. And then also, there was, as you recall, the volcano, and that we talked about. Well, if you were in Swap Shop, you heard, this is St. Vincent Island. It's an island, and they had to go to the backside of the island. It's spewing ash. And what I've been seeing today is it was continuing to cause much problems. So there's a church there that Pastor Barton has preached at, and it just keeps on causing problems. I'm going to see what I can find here. I've seen this like four or five times in different articles. They title it "Huge Explosion Rocks St. Vincent as Volcano Keeps Erupting." So in the town of Kingstown, they say an enormous amount of ash and hot gas early today in the biggest explosive eruption yet since the volcanic activity began late last week. And officials have said they're worried about the lives of those who refused to evacuate. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO St. Vincent, and the said on their Facebook page that the blast took place at 4:15 a.m. and was visible on radar from the nearby island of Martinique. Wow. And I'm kind of looking at that radar, and it's interesting. The thing is that the director of the University of the West Indies says it is destroying everything in its path. Everything. They said anybody who would have not heeded the evacuation, they needed to get out immediately. There have been no immediate reports of injuries or death, but the government officials are scrambling because of the latest eruption, which was even bigger than the first one that occurred Friday morning. And they're saying roughly 16,000 people who live in communities close to the volcano have been evacuated under government orders on Thursday, but an unknown number remained behind and refused to move. And what happens is this ash gets into all the water, and it gets even into the ocean. And so you can't even make water. You can't purify the water in the ocean with any kind of equipment. You have to go further out because of the fact that it would clog up the machinery. So there's just a lot of things there. And with it still erupting, they can't even check to see, you know, who is was left behind and what they're going to find. So this is a cataclysmic deal. And what I remember hearing was that it's been dormant for so long that people would actually go down in it. And they said they noticed at the bottom that the trees were beginning to die. And then they saw over time that it was actually coming up to the sides, up and top. And they realized that gas was being released and that it was coming up from the bottom up, creating a problem. And so they were then realizing, okay, something is going on. We better pay heed to this. And that's what caused them to give the warning. And so we'll have to see what happens. But this has threatened water supply, which is very vital. It's threatened food supplies. And I'm not sure how they're going to drill for fresh water. Just going to have to see what they do, but that this is a serious situation. Like I say, there are brothers and sisters in a church that Pastor Barton has preached at. And so with that in mind, we need to keep this in prayer, people there. And I'm sure loved ones who don't live on the island with no way to communicate and things are eager to hear as we see these things take place more and more and more. And then it's also saying on Swap Shop, there was a earthquake over in Indonesia, where I have missionary friends. Well, in fact, the church that I got saved in at the age of 14 took them on as missionaries going on deputation. And then the church I pastored in Florida, they had been part of that mission work for a long time and still were when I were there. And I love the fellowship with him. He and his dear wife, they're in their 80s and they're still serving the Lord in that wonderful place. And so they've done several church plants, some in the Muslim area, and some in the Hindu area, and have just had tremendous results with the ministry there. And I was trying to think, they were on deputation. Now, I started going to that church in 1969. I don't remember any missionaries at that point, because the church started in 1969, July. 1970 is when I got saved. We were at that point meeting at an elementary school. And I just don't remember when we took on what missionaries, but it would have been in the early 70s. So stop and think, if we just did maybe, this is 2021 and we did 1971, you're talking 50 years on the field there in Indonesia. So tremendous work that they're doing there. And I don't think that earthquake was where they are at this point. I don't think that's where it is. So, but keep all these folks in prayer who are serving the Lord in places where things are happening. And, you know, the difference is that they don't have the resources on some of these islands, especially when you are in countries where, you know, they don't have the Christian background, the Christian giving kind of deal. They don't always have the ability to respond and deal with things. So like we do here, we can get overwhelmed here very quickly because of how many happen, but there are so many people that reach out. And I've heard this said, and I would say it's probably true, that if you research organizations' beginnings, where they began at, and you trace them back, words to their inception point, you'll find a Christian that wanted to do something for the Lord. And sometimes it survives over time and sometimes it doesn't. And missions, when you think of I don't think I'm going to say missions. Where the shelters where people can come in off the street and find a place to sleep and food to eat and things like that. And then they go to, a service there. And Unshackled comes out of the Pacific Garden Mission. So I guess mission is a good word. I've been on that street. It is, they've moved it since then, but it used to be on State Street in Chicago. They have moved it. But back in the day, forever and a day, you walk down State Street and it's one bad place after another. I mean, every kind of nightclub and bar and joint you can think of. And you get to the corner of Madison and State Street, and just like a neon sign, a big old cross, Christ died for your sins. And it just stands out because it's huge. And you've got down the street and all you've seen is all of this sin city and then kaboom. And Unshackled deals with the true stories of people, many who have gone through the Pacific Guard mission. And others who have come through other places, they've done many stories that way. And of course, they're true stories. In fact, an evangelist that came to our church in the 70s, who also later on became the president and founder of Ambassador College here out here in Latimer, North Carolina, just off Columbus exit 74, headed towards Shelby. Before you get to Shelby, you hit Latimer. He gave me his the CD of the Unshackled program of his life, and tremendous man of God. His name is Dr. Ron Comfort. His wife drove him everywhere, pulled their trailer, their Airstream trailer, because he couldn't see good enough. He had an eye problem. And as he was going, they said he would go blind. What did he decide to do? Memorize the Bible. And he would preach, and he would hold the Bible up, but he never opened it because he couldn't read. He just quoted. But somewhere, someplace, over a decade, somebody had a doctor that could help him, and he actually did get his eyes back, and that's when they ended up being over there in the area of Latimer. And he could preach. I'll tell you one thing. He was quite a preacher, and I always loved it when he came to our church when I was a teenager, and he would preach the Word of God, and it just enthralled me. My pastor challenged me to memorize thousands of verses, which I did. But I wished I would have memorized more back then. I think if I would have done that, I could have. I think back then I honestly could have memorized the Bible. I do, because it just enthralled me. Now I can still memorize, but it's not easy like it used to be. And I don't know about you, but the more I have the Word in me, the more I hope the Word will come out of me. And let me tell you a real quick story. And I have Bible college tonight, so we're not going to be long. When I was single, I was the area coordinator for the state of Florida and Georgia underneath the Awana missionary. When he resigned, I became the Awana missionary to Florida and the Caribbean islands. That happened in 1979, February. And I remember it well because I had a T-shirt that I wore so much that it got so ratty I had to throw it away. But it said, I survived the blizzard of 79. And up there, I walked out of the hotel room to go across the street, and I went, ugh, it hit me, and I stopped, and a man looked at me and said, if you stop, you'll never move again. Keep moving. So I said, okay. And it was there that I saw a lot of neat things. But as I met the, not the founder of one, that was Doc Latham, but his protege, Art Rohrheim, he was talking to the Awana missionaries, and he said this. He said that he was at scholarship camp, and a girl came up to him. I think she was maybe 7 years or 8 years old, and she said, God has called me to be a medical missionary, and I know in order to be a medical missionary, I have to be smart. And I know to be smart, you have to know the Word of God. And he said he never had this question asked him in his life before that point, and he's never had it asked since. She said, Mr. Rohrheim, what book of the Bible should I memorize? Well, I knew immediately what the answer was going to be because he makes no bones about it. If you know anything about Awana, you know that a lot of the verses come out of the book of Romans. And he said, the book of Romans, to which she replied, I've already memorized the book of Romans and Galatians and Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians. Decades went by, and we found out She is a medical missionary on the field. Amazing. I was at a scholarship camp, and a young teenage boy, 13 years old, told me God had called him to be a missionary to Russia. I'm thinking, okay, this is the 70s. I wonder how that's going to work out. I became really close friends with his family, even preached at their church several times. And he ended up going to Russia on a teaching visa, being able to teach. It's amazing how God lays things on people's hearts to do for him. And then God opens the doors and honors their faith and says, here's the open door. And sometimes it's a way that you just don't see coming. And when you, it kind of fascinates me that people think they can thwart a God that knows everything they're going to do before they know they're going to do it. Just, it absolutely amazes me. So there you go. Well, we're going to have a word of prayer and a little bit different prayer time today with all the things that are going on around the world. Wanted to give you that update on Brother Franz. Wanted to also give you that update on St. Vincent and see what else we can remind you of to pray. And then, of course, there's prayer requests here at home. So you be thinking in your heart what that is. We'll pray for you as well. God can read your heart, and he knows what's on your heart. Our Father, we thank you for the time to be here today. We thank you for your goodness, grace, love, and mercy, for your wisdom that we can have liberally and upbraideth not if we'll ask in faith, nothing wavering. Pray, Lord, that we get the, not the earthly wisdom, but the godly wisdom. Lord, we pray for Brother Franz. We pray that the infection will clear quickly, that they will be able to bring him out of the medically induced coma, and that his oxygen saturation will come up dramatically. We pray, Lord, that you would minister in his body and minister in his family, who are all battling with the sickness of COVID. So we pray for that. We ask you, Lord, to minister in the island there at St. Vincent, not knowing how many of your people are even affected right now. We ask you, Lord, to minister in just a very powerful way. And Lord, help wisdom of how to get fresh water and food to these people when it's still spewing ash, and the seriousness of that situation cannot be understated. So we pray for that. For folks who have prayer requests on their heart right now, and they're just burdened about something or have a need, as you read their heart, would you minister to their situation and help them in their time right now? We pray, Lord, that you would save some that's really close to hell. Bring the Holy Spirit witness to them. May they heed it, and may they see a life-changing, totally transformed life in Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Pastor Walton filling in for Pastor Barton. Pray you have a wonderful evening.